Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fort Smith, Arkansas, with another Fish for the Men video broadcast. It is good to be here this evening. This is not going to be an average broadcast because I am going to talk about and deal with some things here, clarify on some misconceptions about Roe v. Wade, why and how, the meaning of all that when it comes to it being overturned, and all that stuff. And I'm going to be getting into the three branches of the government to give a lesson on some things. So people are probably going to not like this broadcast very well, but understand that, you know, we got to stop and think about these things, because just because Roe v. Wade was overturned, that does not mean that abortion is completely abolished. All that means is that the overturning of that pretty much gives it to a state level, so each individual state will determine whether or not they will make it legal or not. And so there's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, and a lot of confusion about all this, and I want to be able to clear that up tonight. And hopefully it will be a blessing to you all, but I know some people are going to probably hate my guts. And that's fine. They can hate me if they want to. But anyways, so before we dive into all that, prayers, if you guys have any prayers or praises, feel free to mention them in the comments. I will be doing a video today, and we'll be doing our Tuesday night Bible study, Lord willing. And next, 1 week from today, I won't be doing any videos, because from that Sunday and on that whole week, I'm not going to be in town. So I will actually be leaving out of town on Saturday. So Lord willing, Tuesday will be our last broadcast for the week till I get back. So pray for me on my journeys, pray for my ministry, pray for my videos, pray for those who listen to them, and pray, just keep me in prayer. I'm not doing very well today, so y'all pray for me. What else? Now, I think that pretty much takes care of the prayers and praises. So I think that's going to be it. So I think we'll go ahead and get started. Excuse me. So this thing with Roe v. Wade. Okay. We're talking about this thing with Roe v. Wade being overturned. But before I like to do that, I want to kind of talk about the three branches of government, because I think that you all, even liberals, need an education in this, and they need to realize and understand certain things about these three branches of government. Okay? So, here in the United States of America, we have three branches of government. Only three. We have the executive branch, we have the legislative branch, and we have the Supreme Court. So executive, legislative, and the, I cannot think of the third one here. I cannot think of that third. My mind is going 100 miles an hour today, and I'm not exactly doing all that well. But we have the executive, legislative, and the judicial. That's what it is. The judicial branch came to me. Those are the three branches of government. We have the executive branch, which consists of the White House. Okay, that is the people's house. That's our White House. We have the legislative branch, which is split into two sections, the House of Representatives and the Senate. We have the, and that is, so that's the legislative branch. The judicial branch is the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Alright, so those are your three. Now, the legislative branch. Let's make this very simple for you. The legislative branch is where they make the laws. They write the laws, they vote on them, and once it's passed, it goes to the executive branch. The executive branch, which is the White House, executes that law being placed, being executed. In other words, the president signs those into actual law. Okay, you get that. Legislative branch makes the laws, executive branch executes the laws and makes them law. The judicial branch, our Supreme Court, interprets the Constitution and rules on cases based on the Constitution. Do you know what that means? That means that that means the judicial branch does not make laws. You get these people that will say, well, abortion is a constitutional right. There's two flaws with that. Number one is, where in the Constitution can you point to me that it clearly states abortion is a right, or people have rights to abortion? You don't see it. It really irritates me when you get people that assume that people have a constitutional right to an abortion. You know what you're saying there is that you have a constitutional right to murder. There's nowhere in the Constitution that lays. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that. And then here's my favorite one. They'll say, well, you have to have separation of church and state because it's in the Constitution. No, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says separation of church and state. Where they get that from is that Thomas Jefferson, in a letter, wrote containing separation of church and state, which was something to keep the state out of the church's affairs. That is what separation of church and state is. There is nothing in the Constitution that says separation of church and state. You see, when you get people that say asinine comments like that, they're uneducated. And why? Because the public school failed them. Now, I don't know why anyone would want to put their faith in our government. And I'll give you a reason why you shouldn't put your faith in the government. Number one, as everybody knows, that Josh Duggar was found guilty on two charges of possession and receiving of CP. was found guilty and is sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for it. And then you got the prosecuting attorney that comes out and says, this comes to show that no one is above the law. For him, now he's right, no one is above the law. But for him to represent the government to be saying that is a hypocritical statement. It's a hypocritical statement because you got someone like Josh Duggar who's locked up in who's going to be locked up in prison for 12 and a half years for CP, and yet the government allows a pedophile by the name of Joe Biden to be crowned president of the United States of the United States of America. Even after he came on a press conference and admittedly saying how he likes it when he likes kids sitting on his lap, and how he talks about his hairy legs and how he likes kids rubbing up against his legs. Joe Biden is a pedophile. He's a pedophile. He's even admitted to it on a press conference. Did they throw him in jail or in prison? Nope. They threw a crown around his head and say, here you go, be president. The point I make is this. Our justice system is corrupt. It's corrupt and full of hypocrisies, and is the reason why I don't put my faith and trust in government. And if I were you, I wouldn't either. Okay? Now, I will say this. Anyone who thinks, any liberal that thinks that things can be legislated through the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, you clearly don't know about the separation of powers, and you really clearly don't know the Constitution. The judicial system is to interpret the laws in a constitutional manner to see whether something is constitutional or not. That's their job. Their job is not to go behind a bench with a gavel and legislate. So if you think that Roe v. Wade, and here's the thing, you get these people that say, well, Roe v. Wade was the law of the land. You guys don't know what you're talking about. That was a court case that they ruled on back in the 70s that they ruled on. And people took it as the law of the land. If there are judges legislating behind a bench, they're in the wrong business. They should be in the legislative branch, not the judicial branch. And the reason why we have three branches of government is for a checks and balance system. The problem is, it's being corrupted. Because we've got Democrats and Republicans, both, wanting to politicize the judicial branch, the Supreme Court. And then they run their mouth off and say things, asinine comments that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. They don't make laws, people. The ones who do are the legislative branch. It's the executive branch that executes and puts those laws in effect. People don't understand it. Either they understand it, they just don't care, or they're just about as ignorant as a sack of peanuts. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Now, on to this Roe v. Wade business. Now, a disclaimer. I am not a liberal. I am not a left-leaning liberal Democrat. I'm not. Because the Democratic Party is anti-life. You've even got Republicans that follow after the Democratic platform. So, a lot of you, so I'm just putting that as a disclaimer. A lot of you know the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, the Democrats and all these left-leaning people are having a fit. Because they're like, oh my gosh, they abolished abortion. And they're getting angry and upset and cranky and Lord knows what. Then you've got the ones on the right. They'll say, well, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Abortion is abolished. Truth of the matter is, it's not abolished. Okay? The truth of the matter is, the Supreme Court came back and reviewed Roe v. Wade and overturned it so that the federal government won't intervene in enforcing abortions or not abortions. In other words, the overturning of Roe v. Wade was not to abolish abortion. It was to give it on the state level, on a state-by-state cases. Okay? There are some states that will quote-unquote abolish it, and there are some states that are going to full-blown legalize it. So all you left-leaning, crybaby, fork-tongue, lying liberals that want to have a hissy fit about, oh, they will be abolished abortion. They did not abolish abortion. It's just that you're too stupid enough to not realize that they brought it down on a case-by-case basis and there are states that are legalizing it. And I say stupid not in the sense of like they're a bunch of idiots. But what I'm saying by stupid is they don't think with their head. Liberals don't think with their head. And I think people ought to use their brains and actually think about things before they start spouting things off. They also needed to use their brains and realizing that the news outlets are painting, they're just painting and wanting to make you believe that abortion is outlawed. And that's not. If you want to talk about something being outlawed, let's go back into the 20s and 30s. Okay? There was a little thing called, what was it? It was prohibition. Okay? Prohibition. Which means that there was a law that they passed in this country that stated that you could not drink alcohol, period. And you know what happened? In all these crime bosses that had all these speakeasies that would have all these secret little underground parties where they threw booze everywhere and gave people drinks. And by the way, it was against the law to do that. Okay, prohibition was prohibiting alcohol, period. Abortion is not outlawed. The Supreme Court just basically leaving it up to the states. That means you're going to have some states that will legalize it, some states won't tolerate it. Which, you know what? Praise God, there are states that actually have the mindset of not wanting to allow murder happen. Just saying. Praise God for that. We don't need any more babies butchered or murdered by abortion. But I will say this. Even when you have these states that will say, well, we're gonna ban it, are they really actually banning it? Are these states that say they are banning it actually banning abortion? Well, I wrote on my Facebook page, I said, according to CNBC, if you live in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma and are caught performing abortions, you will face up to 10 years in prison, except if it was to save the life of a woman. If you live in Missouri, you could face up to 15 years of jail, except if it was for medical reasons. Let me ask you a question. Do you really think that abortion really is full-blown banned in these states? Even in our state, do you really think it's really banned? No, it's not banned. It looks like it's banned because if you're caught doing it, you'll go to jail. But where you need to read the fine print is the exception. And they're making an exception for medical purposes. Which means if it's for a medical purpose, it could still be done. By no means is murder ever an exception for a medical purpose. Murder is not an exception just for a medical purpose. No, it's not. That's like saying a person has cancer, and so to prevent them from feeling any more pain, we're just going to kill them. Same concept. You tell me how murder is a reason for a medical purpose. Justify that for me. Justify murder for the purpose of a medical reason. There is no medical reasoning for murder. Murder is murder. Simple as that. If abortion really was to be completely banned, there would be a prohibition on it, just like alcohol was back in the 20s and 30s. But just the simple fact that Roe v. Wade was overturned, there is no prohibition on abortion, which means that abortion is not outlawed. And you look at some of these states that say, well, if you're caught doing it, we're going to throw you in jail, except if you're doing it for medical purposes. If you're doing it for medical purposes, is it really banned? Nope. So you have all these crybaby liberals that are crying it up and having hissy fits and throwing temper tantrums, acting like petulant children that want to be fed. They get angry because they think that abortion is abolished because of the Roe versus Wade overturning. You see, they don't think with their heads that this thing was passed down for the states to legislate. These liberals don't think. They have a brain, but they're not using it. They're not using it in the common sense way. I want to speak to my brothers and sisters for a second. All of my brothers and sisters in Christ that believe that abortion, that the whole Roe versus Wade is a win for life, I'm going to cordially disagree with you on that. Just because the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, that is not a win for life. Because they didn't overturn it to abolish it. They overturned it to give the states the rights to either accept it or reject it. And even with some of the states that are rejecting it, they're not full on rejecting it, because they're only offering it as a medical reason. And there is no medical reason for an abortion. There is absolutely no medical reason for murder. Okay? There's no medical reason for it. Now, I'm going to probably have people on the left and the right say, well, Brian, you're being ignorant. You're not thinking with your head. You hate life. And all this other junk. No, I do not. I'm going to make it very simple to both sides. If you don't want kids, don't fornicate. If you fornicate and have a baby that you can't take care of, and if you think it's okay to get an abortion, then woo, I'm not going to go there. But if you want to save yourself the heartache and time and not get an abortion, here's a clue. Don't fornicate. If you don't fornicate, you won't think about abortion. Why? Because you ain't. All the women that fornicate will get pregnant. Simple. Just don't fornicate. If you don't want an abortion, don't fornicate. Okay? Just don't do it. And I've got people that are born again Christians that will agree with me on that. Don't fornicate. Don't commit adultery. Simple as that. If you don't want an abortion, don't fornicate. Simple as that. Forgive my usage of the word sex, but I'm going to say it. Sex is a gift between a husband and wife, on the bounds of their marital bed. Anything before that's fornication and adultery. I'm just saying. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to admonish you. Be very careful into thinking that this is a win for life, because it's not. All this was, with the Roe versus Wade overturning, was a bone thrown at the right wing to stir up strife and hatred towards the other side. In other words, it's a smokescreen. It's a distraction to while you up. Why? So we could be divided amongst ourselves as a nation. And Jesus said that a nation divided against itself can't stand. Okay, it cannot stand. And that's all what this Roe versus Wade thing was all about. Because clearly, abortion is still out and alive. And all these that say they're banning it, except for medical reasons, there is no medical reason for an abortion. I'm just saying. You can agree or disagree with me on that. Now, I want to say something, too, about this whole thing. All these people that are buying in that abortion is now abolished and all that stuff and all that nonsense, you can clearly see the hypocrisy of these Democrats and even some of these Republicans that are furious about this thing being overturned. Now, I want you to forget my language, but you got Maxine Waters. She comes on TV and says, to hell with the Supreme Court. We're going to defy them. Are you that stupid? They didn't abolish abortion. You see, it's people like Maxine Waters that buys into all this propaganda trash, makes her saying all these comments like, to hell with the Supreme Court, we're just going to defy them. But here's the hypocrisy of their agenda. Okay, you get people like Maxine Waters that wants to kill babies. But it's not okay for someone to take a gun and shoot somebody. Okay? And I would agree with that. It's not okay for someone to take a gun and shoot somebody. To deliberately murder someone with a gun. It's not right. They'll condemn gun violence, but yet they'll prop up abortion. You see the hypocrisy of that? And by the way, don't forget that it's these same people with their hypocrisies that want abortion to continue, which it has never ended in the first place. But all these people for abortion, these are the very same people that told you have to get a vaccine, a COVID vaccine. And to have you get a untested COVID vaccine injected in you. Oh, so I guess when it comes to the life of a baby, that doesn't matter. Oh, but God forbid if a virus hits again, we all have to get vaccinated. Give me a break, people. Listen, this is why you ought not to trust the government. This is why you are not to put your faith and trust in the government. To put your faith and trust in the government is putting their faith and trust in their hypocrisies. And in God's eyes, you will be guilty by association. This government is corrupt. I'm not saying you should stand up and let's take our guns and let's have a revolution. No. No, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying we need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray that these people might get saved. You know why? Because Saul was a Pharisee. God got a hold of him and he got saved. He then became Paul. If you really want to have a changed life, the government isn't going to do it for you. Jesus Christ will. The government won't. And listen, I'm not trying to be mean. But here's what they're doing. They're taking this Roe versus Wade thing and they're trying to pit us against each other. By thinking that abortion is abolished. And it's not. Just because Roe v. Wade was overturned does not mean there is an abolition on abortion. Or prohibition, sorry, not abolition. There's no prohibition on abortion. Because states are clearly legalizing it. And there's some states that are, quote unquote, against it. And yet, they're okay with it for health reasons. There is no health reasons for an abortion. If you don't want to go down that road, don't fornicate. Simple as that. Fornication is a sin, people. Fornication is a sin. Now, let's talk about murder for a second. Bible says, thou shalt not murder. Okay? Thou shalt not murder. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out what. Trying to figure out what the. Because the Bible talks about how hands that shed innocent blood is an abomination. I'm just going to go ahead and read some verses here, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 10, it says that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Deuteronomy 19:13, thine eyes shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Psalms 94:21. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. And Psalms 106:38, it says, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. What does that sound like to you? Sounds like America, doesn't it? And Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 17. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. So people that shed the blood of the innocent, innocent blood, that's an abomination to the Lord. And the Lord hates that. So all these abortions that will still continue on after Roe v. Wade, even for quote-unquote medical purposes, God still hates it. There is no medical reason why murder should ever happen, such as an abortion. Now, there are instances when you've got people so ill that they're hopped up on morphine, they have to have morphine. Sometimes, you know, it's best to, you know, there are cases where it is best to kind of take them off life support or whatnot to spare them a further pain. But that is not murder. That's actually an act of grace. Murder is when you go and slaughter a baby because of whatever reason. That's what the Lord hates. Now, you can all bash me all you want and say, well, Brandon, why, you know, you say that you're pro-life, but, you know, why don't you take care of these kids? Listen, that's not my job and responsibility. And number two, I don't have the money or time to deal with that, to help with kids. Number three, if you're going to make that kind of statement, what about the kids that Joe Biden violated? Or Chuck Schumer violated? What about all these kids that were abused by perverted pedophile politicians? What about them? Do you really care for those? Are you really going to come at me and say that I don't care for your kids because I can't take care of them? Newsflash, I'm not married yet. So all you people that want to come at me and say, well, Brandon, you need to start loving and caring and all this stuff. Well, you know what? I think you need to start loving and caring about these kids that are being violated by these perverted politicians. The moment that you start doing something about that and the moment that you swallow your pride and do something, we'll talk. Very stupid and asinine how you get people that say, well, you need to love and care kids and blah, blah, blah. Listen, you realize how much it is to adopt? I could hardly even get gas and food in the grocery store, let alone adopt a child. So you're gonna come at me that I need to adopt kids when I can barely even afford gas and food? Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves that think that, because that's not right. And I'm not trying to be mean here. I think people need to quit criticizing and quit being prejudiced towards others. Start using their heads and start doing something about it. Quit being prideful and arrogant about what you do. trying to be mean, but people ought to learn from both the left and the right. I'm just saying. Isaiah 59:7. Their feet run the evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Jeremiah 7:6. If ye oppose not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt. Jonah 1:14. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it is pleased thee. You want to know something? There was a man named Judas Iscariot. He betrayed innocent blood. That innocent blood is Jesus Christ. And Judas Iscariot betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. You know where Judas is? He's in his own place in hell. Why? Because when he realized that he did wrong, that was worldly sorrow, and that worldly sorrow caused him to kill himself. And now he's in hell. Okay. Just saying. Now, I want to say this. All that I just said, I just wanted to prove to you and to show you that abortion is not abolished. There is no prohibition on abortion. It's still lingering around here, and God still hates it. Now, I'm going to say this. There are women out there who have had an abortion and afterwards were just in agony and in tears, and probably as a result came to the Lord Jesus Christ because of it. Can I tell you something? If a woman gets an abortion and she feels very bad about it and gets saved as a result of it, I want to assure you that God has forgiven you of your sin. And for the rest of you, that women that have an abortion that don't feel bad about it, let me tell you something. God hates abortion, and he wants you to repent and come to Jesus Christ. Because Christ can forgive you for that murder. Saul, who then became Paul, was a murderer. And Paul got saved. The sin of abortion can be forgiven. The sin of adultery and fornication can be forgiven. The sin, pretty much any sin that you can think of, can be forgiven. There is only one sin that's unforgivable, and that's rejecting Christ and dying in that condition. That's the only unforgivable sin. sins of thievery, lying, maliciousness, all, listen, all the sins that are going on right now in D.C. can be forgiven. But ye have to ask for it. And the only way that you're going to ask for it is if you get convicted. If you get convicted by the Holy Ghost, you can repent of your sin. What I'm trying to say is that abortion is a forgivable sin. I will go even as far as to saying what Josh Duggar did is a forgivable sin. Now, you probably will hate me for that, and a lot of people are going to hate me for it, but you know what? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you all hate me because of what I say, let me ask you a couple questions, okay? If I've said anything wrong, what is it that I said wrong? But if I don't, why would you come after me? Why would you come after me? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Just saying. And I just want to assure you guys that you don't, if you think that you're too wicked to get saved, you're not. Christ loves you. And listen, I want to take this time to apologize to my brothers and sisters. If I came off harsh on you, if I came off the wrong way, I apologize. I do. I just want to let all my brothers and sisters know in Christ, I love you very much. I do. I'm not trying to be a thorn in your flesh. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful. I love all my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I apologize to you if I came off harsh with you. Listen, I just want to say, Jesus Christ died. He suffered so that you may live. Will you accept Him? Even all you liberals that don't want to think with your heads, Christ loves you. He so loved you that He died in your place. But you are not saved because you want to reject Christ and you want to reject His Word. And I'm going to warn you right now that all you liberals that want to reject Christ and reject His Word, if you die in that condition, you're going to go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to go to heaven. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is who He says He is and that He died for you on the cross, you'll be saved. All you have to do is cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive you of your sin. And He will. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. I also want to apologize if I got a little bit too fleshly. And I'll be the first to admit, I struggle a lot with my flesh. And there will be times that if I preach or teach something my flesh will get in the way, and I have to learn how to not let it. I have to like tell my flesh to buzz off. And so I want to apologize if I haven't been as loving as I should. Okay. So, I want to present with you a question. Is abortion abolished in the United States of America because of Roe versus Wade being overturned? No, it's not abolished. And there are some states that say they are banning it, and they ideally are not really banning it per se, because they're between two opinions. They're the opinion of prosecuting someone who's guilty of it and one who's doing it for medical purposes, letting them go. That right there is hypocrisy. So I just want to encourage you that if you really want to abolish abortion, you abolish it completely. Completely disregard health reasoning for it. You make a prohibition against it. That's the only way that you could be able to truly abolish abortion, is to make a prohibition against it. And it doesn't matter if it's for health reasons or not. If you're caught doing it, you're going to jail. It's the only way that you're going to be able to officially abolish it if all 50 states would do that. But you know what? I guarantee you that won't happen. I guarantee you that will not happen. So, again, does Roe versus Wade abolish abortion? No, it doesn't. Are the states actually fully putting a prohibition on it? No. The states are not actually putting a full prohibition on it. So all you left-wingers need to just calm down, chillax, take a deep breath, and think with your heads. All my brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you. Don't get sucked into the lies that this is abolishing abortion, because it's not. Stick with your Bible. Don't put your faith and trust in what the news is telling you, what the Republicans are telling you, what this nation is telling you. You stick with your King James Bibles and nothing but that. Okay? Listen, I love you guys. I do. I'm probably going to be really hated by a lot of people because of this video. And I'm a weak man. So I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I'm a very weak man. I've got a flesh that I hate. I sin with sin. I struggle with sin. I'm mourning over sin right now. But I'd rather mourn over my sin than be a reprobate. So, that's all I got for tonight. I want to remind you that we're going to be getting into our Tuesday night Bible study. 7:00 p.m. Central Time. I believe that we are on Matthew chapter 10, so that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do on Tuesday. And Tuesday is going to be the last video that I do for a week, because I'm going on vacation. So, pray for me for safe travels to and from. pray for these videos. Pray for, pray that lives will be changed as a result of this. One last thought I want to share with you. Why I touched on this today. Turn with me to Ezekiel 3. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Son of man, I made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning for me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. That's why I had to talk about what I talked about tonight. Because there's a sword coming, folks. A sword of division. And this nation is going to be divided, and it's going to be destroyed from within. Why? Because we're so divided against ourselves. We believe the lies and propaganda from the news outlets in so much that we're willing to fight the other side because of it. Brothers and sisters, I exhort you and encourage you to not, I repeat, do not get sucked into the propaganda. Do not get sucked into the lies, because it will cost you. Don't get sucked into the lies. Do not get sucked into the propaganda that the government and the news is feeding you. You get sucked into that, you're going to be sucked into a fight that you should have never been fighting against. Don't put yourself in that position. Because our government is trying to pit us against each other so they can destroy this nation. And they're using this Roe v. Wade thing to do it. Along with all these other decisions to support the Supreme Court has gotten to. So, anyways, listen, I love you guys. I do. You guys have a blessed night. You guys have a good night. Lord willing, we'll see you Tuesday, okay? God bless you guys. See ya. Love you all. Bye.